This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Blackbeard, a leading South African tech solutions builder, has joined forces with local female tech champions, GirlCode, in an initiative designed to collect and utilize old tech devices known as Tech Relief. Tech Relief aims to collect and distribute the old tech devices that are collecting dust in drawers around the world. These still equipped yet slightly outdated devices can be used to address the burning need for tech learning tools in educational institutions and initiatives, especially in underprivileged areas. Jeanette Teo and Yolandi Strauss have joined me in studio to chat about this amazing initiative, which I'm really excited about. We've all got those silly old phones that are collecting dust in our bedside drawers, and we keep them just in case, I don't know, in case our new iPhone is going to go on the brink or we break the screen, and we put our phones and our iPads into our drawers, and we never use them, do we?
No, not really.
Not really, and that's why this initiative has been found. Yolandi, can you tell me a little bit more about Blackbeard?
Thanks, Brent. Blackbeard, as you mentioned, was a leading technology builder. We really have a huge goal to solve world problems using technology. And that is one of the reasons why Tech Relief also originated from Blackbeard itself, is to go out there, not just solve first world problems, but also third world problems, and using technology as a platform at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, this is what it's all about, right? We're in the fourth industrial revolution, and this is what's going to make a difference for South Africans. I think Charlize Theron said it. Mm-hmm. There could be someone in Africa who has the solution to curing cancer, mm-hmm. but without the resources and abilities and opportunities, they're never going to get that step to be able to tell their story or to be able to cure cancer, is what it comes down to. And a simple idea like this, where we can take the technology that's sitting in our drawers, will make the world of difference to help these kids achieve and just underprivileged people achieve their goals. Jeanette, can you tell me a little bit about how this all came about?
So I think we as GirlCode kind of agree with Blackbeard's mission in terms of solving the world's problems. And the biggest challenge, especially in technology or in the industry, is that there isn't enough females in it. So we kind of get to the point where we're solving these great problems, but we're leaving half of the population that actually needs the solutions out of the problem solving. So I think that's why we got involved a lot, is that we're trying to empower the females out there to actually get involved in technology, to actually build solutions and come up with third world problem solutions that we can utilize here in South Africa.
This is the thing, right? And I haven't done much study work on this, but I've found out and I've heard that we have got some of the greatest banking apps and the way that our banks work because it's a third world and because we've had to come up with solutions so that people are able to access their money or be able to do things on a telephone. So there are great minds out there that are doing great things. How did you get involved with GirlCode?
GirlCode is a non-profit organization. Me and two of my friends started it a couple of years back, actually 6 years back, which is quite amazing when
you think
about it.
It's crazy to look back and go, I started something 6 years ago.
Oh my gosh, we've been doing this for 6 years. So we started GirlCode as a non-profit organization to kind of empower women in the space. So we used to go or attend a lot of these hackathons where they were very male-dominated. And a lot of the females...
Sorry, I'm gonna pause you for a second. What is a hackathon?
So hackathon is kind of like a marathon, but for developers to build solutions and to build platforms that kind of help solve certain challenges.
And where do these hackathons take place?
They happen a lot here in South Africa. We've got quite a few of them. GirlCode actually hosts its annual GirlCode hackathon in August in celebration of Women's Month. So that's where we'll actually be distributing some of the devices to the girls that want to enter the hackathon but don't actually have devices to actually compete. So we're kind of giving them the platform to say, come join these girls that are actually developers, that are actually in the industry and in the space, and come build a community.
And at the hackathon, what is it? A group of South Africans get together and then they come up with development solutions?
Yeah, so our hackathon is aimed at solving the UN sustainability goals. So what we do is we pose this problem or these challenges to the girls to say, these are the challenges that we have as the world, not just South Africa, come up with solutions within these 30 hours and showcase it to us. And a lot of the times, like last year, we had a solution where the winning team built an IoT device during the weekend, like from Saturday to Sunday, they built an IoT device that actually detects the properties of soil so that farmers can actually see, like, is there actually bacteria in the soil?
You up got goosebumps.
Great for, yeah.
So Girl Code was, I'm sorry, I interrupted you because I was like, what is a hackathon? We need to talk about this. But it was formulated because 6 years ago, you went to a hackathon and it was all men.
Yes. So we started going to a couple of them and it was mainly like male dominated. And the females that did attend these hackathons were very much kind of boxed into corners to say, you're a female, you're going to do the presentation, you'll do the pretty stuff, you'll do the general stuff that you'd think or that you'd kind of box a woman to do.
Yeah, like the society has put you into this space where
exactly.
What, you need to do a presentation.
Exactly.
No, you've got the brains. You've got the tech
to be
to
the
do
best
it.
Developer in that group and you've boxed me because of the way I look. So we decided to build a community or a space where females felt comfortable to actually showcase their skills without the male testosterone kind of getting in the way of them kind of shining. So that's where we started. And then we built on the hackathons to build like other solutions or other initiatives that we run to kind of help the girls.
And your hackathons now are just ladies?
Yes.
Well, there we go. You've turned the tables completely.
Exactly.
And you're coming up with amazing solutions. What you told me about the soil is really exciting.
Yeah, they come up with the most amazing solutions. You would be amazed by what people can come up with if you give them an opportunity to do so.
Man, this is exciting. So this initiative, which is called Tech Relief, when did it start?
It started with the Blackbeard CEO. He was approached by a less fortunate person saying, I want a technology device for my kid. She needs to go and study and I've got nothing. Do you have any spare that I can loan or use? And he basically opened up one of his cupboards, saw a laptop that was collecting dust and thought by himself, okay, how many people out there has got laptops lying around collecting dust with no purpose? And how many people and less fortunate people are out there that don't have devices. There's literally a digital divide in the world going on. And basically that sparked a thought with him. He brainstormed with our then CTO Bongani Sithole and they said, well, we're a technology company. We can build something that could connect devices with people in the end. But at the same time, we also wanted to the people that donated the devices to see the growth and the journey of education they go through. And somehow we connected with Girl Code and we just resonated with what they are doing. And they are first non-profit organization we're teaming up with saying we want to start this tech relief site. It's a portal where people out there, businesses can donate devices. We can link it up with your girls and then Girl Code will have the responsibility and accountability to update that person that actually donated on the status and the journey that that candidate has gone through. So you're not just giving, you actually can track and see the impact of each girl or each recipient that they get, yeah.
Jeanette, if you have to look at the numbers, do you have a lot of your participants who are part of Girl Code and who have come up with solutions and been in these environments where they are implementing amazing ideas to everyday problems? Do a lot of them not have the technology on hand or the resources to make this happen?
Yes, so our target audience for Girl Code is the underprivileged environment. And unfortunately, they don't have the money to go and buy the latest laptops or any laptop in general. Their biggest challenge is getting food on the table. So I think this initiative is going to greatly help them because a lot of them will come to our workshops without a device and they'll go through the program in terms of they'll get an understanding of what's happening. But when they go back home, they've got nothing to practice on and you need to constantly be practicing on it and constantly being working on it for you to actually keep abreast of the market. But if you're going home and you can't practice the code that you've been taught or you can't practice any of the solutions that you've been taught to do, then you kind of get left behind.
Tell me about your background, because, I mean, you're passionate about technology. Did you have the resources and the opportunities growing up?
Fortunately for me, my background is in marketing. So I went to university. I've got all the benefits that comes with that. But I think what really sparked the idea for me was I started working for technology companies. So as soon as I graduated, I kind of went into the tech space from an industry perspective. So that's the area, or that's the environment I've basically grown into. When you start realizing, or you start noticing, when you go to the developers areas and all you see is males, it's kind of like...
Something's not right here.
Yeah, something's got to give.
So. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 29.
29. You started this business when you were 23.
Wow.
That's just mind-blowing. And you're making a real difference to South Africans who could perhaps or may perhaps not have these opportunities. We can all blanket statements say why it matters to help the underprivileged in South Africa. But why are you so passionate?
I think for me, at first it started off as me and my friends thought, like, this is something we have to do. This is something that, if not us, who? Like, type of situation. And as you start kind of getting into the space and you kind of start meeting these girls, you kind of see, like, there's nothing else you can do. Like, you just have to. I think a story for me that really resonates, that always kind of brings me back, is we took primary school girls to an environment where we say we're going to teach them how to code and we're going to start them with scratch. And some of these girls were even scared to touch the laptop. They were like afraid that they're going to break it. And I was like just so moved. You're like, you've been given these opportunities and you don't realize that just across the road there's somebody who doesn't even understand what a computer is or what it can do for you. So it's kind of like... Yeah.
Well, no, I can definitely see the passion, yeah. And I can see where this drive has come from. And it's a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful thing that you're doing. I can imagine your business is 6 years old, but in 10 or 20 years, you're going to look back, and there's going to be many people that you've helped change their lives and set them up on a path where they can make a difference and create a job for themselves or create a business or get employed or even come up with a crazy solution to a big world problem. And that's what we need, is we need entrepreneurs and solution-driven people. Yes. To make a difference. So I want to thank you. That's amazing what you're doing. Yolandi, if people want to, I don't know, get involved, if they want to, they're sitting right now listening on their brand new iPhone and they realize that they've got four iPhones, yes, sitting in their cupboards, or a laptop or an iPad or any sort of technology, where do they go? What do they do?
They basically go to techrelief.co.za. You can register yourself as a donor, log in, and you just need to fill in a very short form to say what device you have. You can upload a picture of the device. And once you've done that and registered, hopefully in 48 hours, we'll come back to you and say, okay, now we're going to link you up. We'll be able to collect the device you want to donate. Our first donations was going to Girl Code, and then we'll arrange for the delivery at Girl Code. The first batch of devices is definitely going to be handed out on the Girl Code Hackathon event, which is the 3rd of August, if I'm correct. And I would also advise everybody to do like early spring cleaning. And they call it like technology hoarding. You really need to go in and take out all the old devices, dust it off, and make a pledge that you're going to give it away. And also knowing that with giving, especially sometimes men, they don't want to let go of their technology. They want to keep it there. But
that's what I was saying, yeah, is that I'm sure in my drawer somewhere, there's, mm-hmm, a phone that I've left there, the in-case phone.
Yes.
Just in case something happens to this phone, then, yeah, I've got a spare, and it's sort of sitting there gathering dust, and it's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Whereas I can literally pick up that phone, donate it to a cause like this, and really make a difference. And I think I need to highlight, I mean, I've gone through this before. I'm an Apple fanatic. Like, I've got the Apple Watch, I have the Apple laptop, I've got the Apple phone, I've got an Apple TV, it's like Apple everything. And I had Apple Watch, the series before this series, and it cracked by accident. These things happen. And I took it into Apple and I said to them, I want to trade this in for the newer watch. And they were like, sure. we'll give you 90 rand. So the reality is, when it comes to technology, it doesn't have a great resale value. A better idea and a call to action for any of our listeners right now is to donate that to this amazing cause, which it'll make a difference in someone else's life.
For sure. Definitely. And I've even think by myself that I've also got like a laptop for in case. And I was really put to challenge because being part of Tech Relief. Okay, what are you going to do with that laptop? Are you going to tell other people to donate and not donate? So yes, I'm definitely going to make a pledge to donate that laptop. And it actually gives you a good feeling. Neuroscience have researched with giving something that is extremely, close to your heart. You have like dopamine and serotonin, all your happy hormones goes off. So you get that feeling, so it's exciting. And also being able to know, okay, I'm going to give this device, and then Girlcode is going to give me updates as to, like, what is this device meaning for that child or young adult? Where do they go? And maybe in 30 years I can still log on and see this is the new CTO of a company.
Well, I mean that's the exciting part. Jeanette, how are you going to track these things? So did someone come up with a solution for that?
Yeah, so we're very close with the girls that take part in our initiatives. So we are staying close with them. We are going to give them the devices, but we'd obviously have a platform where they come in and actually put down their scores. So if they're going through our program, they'll start off with workshops. Then we'll monitor how are their scores on their workshops. We'll give that to Blackbeard to say, okay, this is how the individual's performing on their workshops. She's gone through the workshop. She's really good at coding now. She's entered the hackathon. She came third.
For Girlcode to make the updates on their site. They also have login details on their site. They make the updates and it immediately pulls through to that individual's laptop. So you can see this laptop real live data coming in, what progress that individual is making.
Well, it's really, really exciting. And the hackathon happening on the 3rd of August, which means that you still have time to donate some of your tech, your old tech that you have. I'm going to go home and I'm going to dig through all my stuff and find something that I can donate and to give back. And then I hope you're going to give us an update afterwards so that we know what happened after the hackathon and the handout.
Would love to.
Exciting stuff. Give us that website one more time.
It's techrelief.co.za.
It's that easy, techrelief.co.za. Thank you so much for joining me on today's Good Things Guy Jackpod. It's been amazing having you in studio. I'm always inspired by South Africans that are thinking differently and doing things that can just benefit our country in the long run. And I think an initiative like this will make all the difference. And it's incredibly exciting.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, and only good things.
Awesome.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.